Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. Busily chopping away in the background is Chef Eric. I am about 20 feet away from him because he is standing next to his broccoli cups. And it's just...
It's fantastic. Thank you.
Yes. Well, it really came together quite well. Engineer Michael, the whip, called it a broccoli cupcake. Made with rice and cheese. And Chef Eric, before we went to break,
yes.
By the way, a special thanks to Tom Chamberlain for giving us his insight into London Broil and into his wife Karen's incredible apple pie. Now, you got a chance to try that apple pie. Amazing.
Yeah, I did. It's fantastic. And I tried the cherry as well.
Yeah.
Cherry little thing.
Oh, wasn't that cherry like a...
That was delicious.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, man. That's why the egg is so much fun. It's just... But anyway, Chef Eric, you decided to take the leftover scraps from the tortillas that you trimmed, and you were making a chilaquiles or whatever?
Chilaquiles, yeah.
Chilaquiles.
So basically what we're doing is we're just taking the tortillas that we sort of fried off a little bit. I'm just going to crumble some of them into the dish here. We also want to... add some paprika and some cumin, which, Bob, maybe if you can go back on the back wall, there's the spices. You'll see cumin
now,
and
paprika. Now,
this
would be traditionally my kind of food, street food.
Yeah, this is just a common sort of breakfast dish, and I actually grew up eating this. It's very simple, straightforward. It's eggs, it's bacon. So once we fried off the tortilla strips... There were the leftovers from the taco cups. I took that out, added in some bacon that I chopped up, rendered that, and then right to the pan added 4 eggs and the tortillas and the Vidalia onions. If you're going to use hot onions, if you don't have Vidalias because your grocer doesn't have real sweet onions.
Of course, there's only produce. one kind.
You got to ask them to get them. But besides that, thank you. Besides that, what you need to do is fry them with the bacon. Okay, so that they'll soften and they'll get less hot, I guess. But because we're using great Vidalias, we can just add them in. They'll be a little bit more raw. So I'm adding in my paprika and my cumin. And, you know, those are two flavors that just work. In Mexican cuisine, cumin is just such a core component. And it's part of that. I was wondering why this wasn't cooking. I forgot that when you take a pan off of a induction burner, the induction burner knows it and it shuts off. So...
But the nice thing about it is it quickly fires back up.
It is, and it's already starting to steam again. So
now when you're using paprika, I've really become a fan of smoked paprika. And I don't see as many recipes with smoked paprika, but I have found that in about 90% of the time when it calls for paprika, I use smoked paprika, and I think it actually enhances the taste. But it is much more powerful than regular paprika.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I've never really, you know, there's sweet and there's smoked. And there is definitely flavor profile differences between them. But it's not as big a difference as I think as a lot of people seem to think. But that's just me. I mean, paprika to me doesn't add heat at all. Even if it's hot paprika, it doesn't really add a lot of heat. Okay, so there's our chilaquiles. That was just sort of a fun little side experiment. And we're just going to put that in this, and then we'll move on. Now, I've got to go out and get our other dish that we did, which is the taco pieces. So if you will
entertain
for a moment...
Yes, I can do exactly that.
Be right back.
We are Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. We are live today at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. It is better known as Le Cordon Green, and we are having more fun than people should have. And I'm telling you, if the government ever finds out how much fun we're having, they're going to tax us. I'm telling you, it's just that much fun. But a couple of little notes. Today is National Peach Ice Cream Day, and it's actually National Ice Cream Day. So you get two birds with one stone. Also, on this date in culinary history, John Jacob Astor was born in Waldorf, Germany. His descendants built the first Waldorf Astoria. Go figure. In 1821, Spain formally transferred what state to the United States? What state in 1821 did Spain formally transfer to the United States? I will tell you. I'll give you a clue. They're known for orange juice. Florida. Charles Grey, the second Earl, died. Grey, also Baron Grey, and Viscount Howick, was given the recipe for Earl Grey tea by a Chinese mandarin with whom he was friends, and or whose life either he and another British diplomat saved. Earl Grey tea came out of that. Also, in 1861, Congress authorized the Treasury Secretary to issue the first paper currency called demand notes to finance the cost of the Civil War. And, of course, it later became much more easy to go to a restaurant with paper money than just coins. And, Chef Eric, you might know this question. In 1955, Disney opened where?
In 1955.
It was the first.
The first what?
First.
Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And where?
In Anaheim, California.
You got it. Anaheim, California.
That's actually, my mom was there that first week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
So there you go.
And let's see.
You have any more trivia for us?
And here's a little food trivia for you, kind of with oldies music. Of course, Chef Eric, I was listening to this music. You still had not yet developed a spine by the time this song came out. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, really?
Yes. In 1961, the Supremes' first single recording was released on this date in 61, and it relates to food. Do you remember the name? 1861, the Supremes' first single recording was released.
1961.
I'll give you a clue. It's one of the favorite purchases when you go to a movie. Buttered popcorn. That was the single, single the Supremes released in 1961, buttered popcorn. And there you have it, my friends. The always fun, entertaining food-related trivia heard only on Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the only international radio cooking show that takes you and yours on a culinary journey, the likes of which you can find one place, but one place only this week at Le Cordon Green, right here at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. Now, Chef Eric, you are stacking your cups.
Yes. So these are now done. And I'm going to... Yeah, one got a little bit crispy, so I'm going to give that a try.
Really? Before anybody else eats, you're going to eat. You are the perfect host. I know what you're going to say, but you can't because your mouth is full of food. Well, I got to make sure it's good enough for everybody else.
That's exactly right.
That would be the cheap and shabby rationality people would expect me to use, not the chef.
Yeah, it's funny because one of these burned really bad. That's the one I'm having, but it still tastes good. So,
well, right. I just eat the toppings, man. Get a fork and eat the toppings.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you what, that's something I learned a long time ago. I don't care if it's burnt on the bottom, give me a fork. And as long as it's not burnt all the way through, it's just smoky.
And the, now I put this all on one egg. Both of these dishes were on one egg. And the burn from it is in the very back of the egg, and this is just something to know. It gets very hot in that very back part by the hinge, even with the plate setter. So just something to you would normally space it into the middle of the egg. And because I had both on there, just that one corner got a little bit hot.
Well, you know, and that's a great point, because the fire will eventually burn, carry all the way out to the sides. And with the place setter, if you turn it upside down, you've got half moons on three different areas, which don't actually cover the direct heat. But these are little things you learn. But, you know, as it turned out, you only had one that was done that way. So It actually looks really, really good. And
yep, so that worked. And they're just kind of fun little ideas. You could serve that with a salad, you know, and it's just sort of a different way, especially for a family meal or something like that.
You know, it also looks like it'd be great as football season. We could now start talking about, because training camp's about to open up. And when you start thinking about football, that'd be a great snack to have while you're watching the New Orleans Saints. The only real NFL team out there. But anyway, my friends, Chef of the Fat Man live at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, Le Cordon Green. When we come back, Chef Eric's got one more for you, baby.